Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Some people have an unusual ability to improvise. Necessity seems to only make them more creative. Today, we bring you the story of one such woman. Maggie Pipkins is 87. Although her husband served in the Air Force, money was always tight, so Mrs. Pipkins, who prefers to be called Maggie, started a business, a worm farm. These days, she ships out these natural earth tillers, garden worms, and their castings by the ton. They go to customers in Europe, Africa, and other parts of the world. From Cape Cod, Massachusetts, producer Ian Gray has this profile.
That's the sound of Maggie Pipkins turning over piles of rotting apples with a hoe.
That's where the money comes from. I grew up in Louisiana, and I had a lot of experience with farm work. The farm belonged to my parents, and they grew a lot of cotton. And my dad grew everything. When I say everything, turnips, mustards, cabbage, watermelons, cantaloupes, beets, you name it, and he grew it. My husband was in the military, and we were in Japan, and he got assigned to a base in the United States, so they sent him to Otis, and that's why we wound up at Otis. My husband's income wasn't enough to put the children through the type of school that I wanted them to be educated from. So I read this article in the newspaper about people selling worms to people who would raise them and they would buy them back. But I didn't go for that because I had a lot of experience with that kind of work.
To Maggie, raising worms for somebody else was too much like raising cotton for somebody else.
So I decided to try on my own.
She began her business, the Cape Cod Worm Farm, with a handful of leftovers.
My husband at the time was at Otis, and they do a lot of fishing, the southern guys that was out there. So he joined the gang, so he had to have earthworms. He bought some. When it was over, I took those that he had left and began to experiment. And it was a very few worms in there. But it doesn't take a lot of worms. You put maybe a half a dozen worms together in a container, and they do their thing. They eat, they mate, and they lay eggs, they hatch. And before you know it, you have a lot of worms. I tried newspaper cardboards, coffee grinds, banana peelings, eggshells, all of those things. Not in one container, but in different containers as I went along. This is a storage, but this is, go right on there, if I can find a light. Here, there should be a light here. See that red thing there? Thank you, Ro. Thank you. And I had worms everywhere. I had a bathtub, a coffee pot, and all kinds of containers and buckets. And my boat was right across here. A big boat was right across there.
A 10-foot dinghy full of worms. At one point, I make the mistake of referring to the soil the worms are in outside as dirt.
No, there's no dirt. No dirt because they are eating it and they're making fertilizer out of it. The soil is three things that you mix together. Peat moss, okay, leaf mold, cow manure or horse manure, and they eat that over and over and over along with other food that you put in there. I sell more than 3 tons of casting at a time.
How long does it take to make 3 tons?
You leave the worms in it at about 3 months at the most, and it depends on how many worms you have. And they're just eating, and it's going through them, and they're eating it over and over again. life has been very good to me. And all of my kids went to college. Yay.
And you sent your husband to college, too.
Yes, he went. And if I wasn't working, then he wouldn't have been able, because he had to, would have had to spend more time trying to keep us going. Being self-employed really helps you to be free and take care of the things that you need with your family. And I don't know anybody that I would rather work for than to work for Maggie. I really like working for her.
Our profile of Maggie Pipkins was produced by Ian Gray. To learn more about Maggie and her worm business, visit a website designed by her great-granddaughter, Rotisha. You can get there by way of the Living on Earth website at loe.org. Just ahead, a country music star returns to her coal country roots. Keep listening to Living on Earth.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt, smoothies, and milk. 10% of profits are donated to efforts that help protect and restore the earth. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Oak Foundation, and the Saunders Hotel Group of Boston's Lenox and Copley Square Hotels, serving you and the environment while helping preserve the past and protect the future. 800-225-7676.